just a question. Oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A full panel of 12 jurors and six alternates now seated and sworn in to hear evidence in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. The judge setting opening arguments for Monday, but Trump's attorneys today also filing an emergency request for a change of venue. ABC's Catherine Falders has more.
This is, as we've been talking about with Trump's legal strategy all along, whether it's in New York, D.C., Florida, Georgia, any jurisdiction is delay, delay, delay. This is a Hail Mary attempt to delay this again, to try and get some sort of emergency stay.
Police say a man who set himself on fire at a nearby park outside the courthouse is in critical condition. Authorities say the man is from Florida and they're investigating his background. House lawmakers will work into this weekend, taking up votes on four separate foreign and domestic funding bills, including aid for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson also facing a possible recall vote by hardline Republicans, upset he's working across the aisle. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. In Milwaukee, the driver of a speeding car that ran a red light and slammed into a Milwaukee County Transit bus late Thursday night was dead at the scene. Two passengers in the vehicle seriously injured. The bus driver hospitalized. Two bus passengers also required treatment. Vice President Kamala Harris back in Wisconsin next week. She'll be in La Crosse Monday. President Joe Biden's campaign says the VP will address abortion rights and the economy and health care at two separate events. The U.S. House is set to vote on foreign aid bills for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan on Saturday. Individual members of Wisconsin's House delegation are expected to support some of those measures and oppose others. Things are starting to dry out a bit, but wildfire danger remains moderate in all 72 Wisconsin counties following recent rainfall. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, freeze warning with a low in the low 30s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 49 degrees.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, and thank you so much for keeping us on at work today. My name is Aaron. Love having you here with us as we get into the weekend. If there's something fun you've got planned, maybe you just want to share some good news in your world, even better, text us right now. The text line is open at 355-9970.
Max FM. 99.7 Max FM.
Flesh and blood are made. hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, and I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
Flesh and blood, a maid.
99.7 Max FM. Mark your calendars. Another great event where you can get rid of those old bank documents and have some great lunch as well. We'll talk about this coming up in 10 minutes as we finish up this work week. Wang Chung, 99.7 Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron. Mark your calendars for Monday, May 13th. Prevail Bank putting together another community shred day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they'll have some lunch available as well, brats, hot dogs, chips, soda, water. You can shred up to 3 boxes of documents for free, securely, at Prevail Bank. For every box thereafter, the bank is going to ask for a donation of $5, which will be donated to People Helping People. Also, for every pound of paper shredded, Prevail Bank will donate $1 up to $1,000. So you can probably just stop by and make a donation, too. They're not going to say no. That's Prevail Bank. Monday, May 13th, 99.7 Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, freeze warning with a low in the low 30s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 49 degrees.
99.7
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. David Grant is in next. And if you're doing the Friday fish fry thing, David, are you a bluegill, walleye, perch, or cod fanatic? Maybe you should ask Dave. Maybe he doesn't even like fish. The Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line is open. 355-9970. Have a great weekend. Dave Grant is in next on Max FM.
away.